you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, what happened?
Comedian Nick Hoff going to phone the program later on. Okay, that's late in our show. He's in LA, right? I think he lives in LA. Pretty sure. Yeah, he does. I think I saw him on Twitter. He's in LA this morning. Nick Allen. Used to be a comedian. He'll be on our show with us here in a little bit. He's always here. Craig Evans still is a newsman.
Apparently, the latest edition of Asshat in Omaha.
Oh, no.
At the hospital yesterday afternoon, a patient that is positive with the COVID-19, 57-year-old, trying to spit on a nurse.
There you go.
Thanks for that, asshat.
That's America today, man.
That's Omaha today.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yesterday.
That's true. Yeah. They should bring up some of those
Midwest values right
those
there.
Those hospital security guards should come in there and just pummel the guy to death. Oh, lost it. I mean, just say it didn't call it COVID.
Yeah. Lord, just let the nurses.
Yeah, beat him up.
Just beat the guy to
you
hell.
Put pool balls in a sock.
Right.
And do one of those bits.
Whatever they want. We don't care. Let the nurses who are just getting off work, they're tired, they need some sort of release.
My constitutional
beat the hell out of this guy.
Spit on you.
Yeah. Here's a sock full of wood screws.
Right. Exactly.
Go at it. So, do they have any, can they criminally charge this guy?
Probably.
Yeah, assault.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Felony assault.
Is that not assault?
Yeah, it is. It is. So, this guy.
Spit on you.
Yeah. Here's a sock.
Whoa. What was it?
I don't know. I turned your mic up. Something else. It's like double.
Okay, then. All right. That's different.
I think that was the recording.
Yeah, it was.
I heard me say sock.
Well, I turned Push's mic up. He's not, it's not working. Yeah.
Because something else is feeding through his system now.
A new study regarding football and head injuries. No other position experiences as many head injuries as offensive linemen.
Yeah, it's every play.
Researchers at Purdue and Stanford, morons, the lot of them, say that if offensive linemen start plays standing up, instead of placing their hands on the ground, a two-point stance rather than a three-point stance, it would result in at least 40% fewer hits to the head.
That's fine for pass blocking, but you're going to get blown out if you have to try to run the ball that way.
Well, I imagine that you would just have change the line of scrimmage, change how everyone lines
the
up.
The defense would have to stand up too then.
Right. Whatever. I mean, I don't understand. Yeah, you have a better understanding of this than I do.
Well, I was hitting the head a lot. And I didn't play anywhere near the level most people play, but I played line for 12 years.
But those are the
offensive
only guys
line for 12 years
that are hitting somebody
every play.
Every play.
Every play.
Yeah.
Every play. Every play. Yeah. But, yeah, there's offensive linemen out there that play through college and pros.
Well, one researcher said that if you make everybody start in a two-point stance, standing up, it's harder to tell if it's a run play or a pass play.
It is, but he's also
I don't know.
Listen, I know
I'd have to
he's also not a football player because you're not going to be able to run the ball at all unless you could fire out. But two guys.
Well, what if the defense had to stand up as well?
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
I mean, I don't know. I just don't know what the answer is here, but that's the study that they've done.
Yeah. I think
most recently.
I think the answer is, and you still see this once in a while when they discuss this. It is what it is, and this is as safe as it's going to get. And if you're going to play football, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to fall along those lines, but I think that's the answer. They made a lot safer. The technology and helmets are better. They are teaching different. I know they're teaching kids differently, and they are enforcing that. But once again, it is what it is. You want to play football, you might get hurt.
Yeah.
The next step would be we have to go to the three Mississippi rule.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And you can't run in. You can't run in while you're yelling numbers out of here. I always hated guys did that. Charge in as they're counting. Nope, you got to wait at the line.
That's right. Right. And you can't say it really fast.
No. That's what I used to do. Cheater. Pussies.
Yeah, that's it.
Bar Nick, line from Nick, you pussies.
White House considering pushing back the tax day again. It's already extended July 15th, but that could be moved to September or even December.
Good. I'm not going to plan it.
Yeah, I got to write him a check this year.
Me too.
First time ever, by the way.
Because apparently you should stop claiming your dependents when they have been out of the house for 10 years. I never adjusted my W-4.
I did the exact same thing I did the year before, and it's the first time ever I had to pay, and it's because of the Trump situation. I'm not sure why, but I did. I'm paying in.
Yeah, I thought we all got a break, but no, I'm paying in lately.
Me too.
So it ain't working for me. Yeah. I hope it's working.
But I'm also not bitching.
Yeah,
I'm paying my taxes.
Well, what can you do?
Well,
some people say
bitch, and I'm not bitching,
and that's about it.
Yeah.
Some people say extending the deadline too far can force taxpayers to pay huge amounts in the future.
Well, because
it's too close together.
Because guess what? They're not going to do. They're not going to extend it next year. So if you wait till December to pay it, you're going to owe again back in April again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could get caught. You could actually get in trouble that way.
Yeah.
They're not going to extend it next year.
Yeah, it's going to catch up with you.
Right.
Eventually.
Couple of airlines reporting demand going up in May. Spirit and JetBlue said that they have had more bookings for May than in April.
I saw one of your Southwest $49 things on Twitter yesterday. Is that still from big cities to big cities?
Yeah.
Okay, then that's a joke.
Doesn't apply here.
It's a joke. Is it still $200-$300 from here?
I haven't checked lately. Okay. I know I had a pretty cheap flight booked to San Diego for Memorial Day weekend.
Before the pandemic, though.
Yeah, I've canceled all that. Right. And it was cheap before. It's been cheap the whole time to San Diego for whatever reason.
It's just pass a hat going down the aisle for gas. We got to keep these planes flying here, just whatever you can give.
I mean, they're still moving cargo. They're still an important part of the supply chain.
Well, once again, you're
which
still,
is why they're still in the air. But if you've noticed, if you look outside, and I haven't been outside the last couple of days because it's been crappy here, but there's so little air traffic going on right now.
All over the air. Yeah. Well, you'll see them land at the airport here. But I think I'm not going to go back flying anytime soon, but I know people will be.
Yeah, some people have to go places for whatever reason.
I think people are going to go on vacation.
Now's the time to go. Nobody's out.
I think you were to go on vacation. I think, man, I don't know. You've got to. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, they aren't going to be denied.
Nope.
This is their summer vacation time, and it's going to happen.
Yeah, but most people aren't.
Well, because, yeah, it's still
going to
happen.
And that's
why
those few,
right.
You just want to punch them.
Yep.
So there's a new Aussie documentary.
Oh, cool.
Apparently, Jack, his son, had something to do with it. And when he was watching, when Aussie was watching this documentary about himself,
Jack said
he had to get up and leave several times.
Also, it's pretty graphic.
He told Access Hollywood, Jack told Access Hollywood that there's a part in the documentary where, for instance, Aussie is diagnosed with the Parkinson's, and Aussie had to walk out during that time, and he left several other times during the documentary because Jack says it's really honest and at times not such a flattering portrayal.
Like, Dad, why'd you beat Mom up?
So it's an actual documentary.
Yeah, The 9 Lives of Aussie Ozzy Osbourne.
Can't wait to see that.
A&E this summer.
Oh, cool. Can't wait.
Yeah, if you can find the A&E channel.
I have it. I don't know where it's at.
Yeah, I've got it too, I don't watch it.
I don't know where it's at.
I used to watch it years ago more.
Yeah.
But certainly not lately.
No, I don't think so.
I don't even know what's on arts and entertainment. I consider it neither art nor entertainment.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I think it's just crap to fill space anymore.
Well, which that could be said for most channels.
TV. Oh, yeah, believe me.
Yeah, I forget what they're running on A&E anymore, but it's...
Law and Orders, right? Old Law and Orders? Is that A&E or is that... I don't know.
Really don't.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This can go without comment. One of President Trump's personal valets testing positive for the coronavirus.
I do have one question. That's all I'm going to say. One question. If any of us are around somebody tested positive, aren't we quarantined? Okay.
I think
that's
so.
All. That's all my question.
I think so.
By the way, this is a guy that brought him food and Diet Coke every day, and he put a microphone in Trump's face, and he says, "You know, he's a nice guy, but I'm not in much contact with him."
Yeah.
They just said, "Yeah, every day he brings you food and Diet Coke." And by the way, and he never has a mask on too. So I just thought it was par for the course how stupid people are. I go, okay.
Well, he wears a mask. When you're not looking at him.
Oh, that's right. No, but the guy bringing the Diet Coke and the food was never wearing a mask either. So.
I contend that people who really like that guy, that guy could say
anything.
I was wearing an invisible mask. I'm wearing an invisible mask right now. And they would say, well, he's got an invisible mask.
I contend that.
He has an invisible mask on.
I contend
well,
that.
I'd order one.
Yeah.
I bet I'd get one.
A guy in his position can get an invisible mask.
So and that's you feel what, an invisible
he's
mask.
He's told insiders that
he
would look ridiculous.
I would have to. We would have to defer to him if you can feel an invisible mask. Because he's the only one who probably has access to the invisible mask.
I know those people, Todd. They would believe that. Yes.
Yeah, of course they would.
That's all we're going to say about that.
Yeah. And you'd order one and help out the reelection campaign.
There you go.
Yeah.
The Emperor's new clothes would show up in the mail.
My wife is...
They have to Google the Emperor's.
She is sewing an invisible mask. So if anybody wants an invisible mask, we'll take your money and she will send you an invisible mask.
Give me five. I'll pay you later. You could say that and they would believe that. Right. That's what he counts on. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people that believe that crap. Sad MFers, that's for sure.
So one of the troubles I've noticed with people wearing masks, though... I hear this in other conversations. Like yesterday, I had to go to the store.
Right.
And I heard this with other people talking, where if we weren't wearing masks, where if this was not an issue, I may struggle to understand someone.
Right.
But if they've got a mask on, it's almost impossible for someone that I'm right on the edge for. For understanding.
Yeah, I've heard, people who, deaf people who read lips. Obviously, that's impossible if you have a mask on.
Yeah. That makes sense.
There was a story about a Trader Joe's in this town that a guy's been working there for years. He's deaf.
Oh, that's it.
And he has a T-shirt on. He has a T-shirt on now that wears it and says,
I'm deaf.
And he said people will actually lower their mask slowly and just say the word and pull it back up for him, Because they don't want to fire the guy.
Of course not.
But then And it seemed like a really cool dude. It was finally a feel good story.
Yeah.
Yeah. That actually I was interested in. So.
It's two different bars, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. I thought, because
on the back of his T-shirt.
Because people walking up and say, what are you? Hey, listen to me, you dumbass. Right. You can't hear me? And,
I'm deaf. Punch me in the back of the head if you need attention.
I do want to ask this, though, because I know it looks like one of the toughest jobs there is people that sign. Now, I'll watch the governors, I'll watch Cuomo's, I'll watch our mayors once in a while, and they always have somebody next to them. And I start laughing. I laugh at them because I didn't realize this until I started seeing more and more sign people. There's also facial expressions.
They have to be animated.
Right.
Yeah.
And the animation is, I know, is just so comical. And I don't know, I shouldn't be that
Some
way.
Are better than others at this.
Yeah, but they were just comical looking faces. Like, what the
yes.
hell? But I understand it's not just about the hands, it's about the face.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of things. You are.
And I think they want us, I just laugh. And I shouldn't.
No.
I shouldn't even look over at them, but I am.
Oh, I'm fascinated by
I'm
them.
I'm totally
well,
fascinated.
Well, it's the movement on the screen.
Right. It's amazing.
And they have to overact.
Right.
They have to.
And yeah. they're hearing, you know, it's not a scripted speech. These people are just doing news conferences. So they have to hear the person, the mayor, the governor, whatever you're talking, and then just do it.
And I think the gestures have to be even grander if it's on TV.
Oh, yeah, there's big things.
I don't think it has to be as animated if it's just...
I don't know. We saw it animated at the Funny Bone once.
In person?
Yeah, they're pretty animated.
Yeah. Even in a crowd. But for TV, even more so.
But the facial expressions just make me laugh, and I'm sure they're used to that.
And some of them are more animated than others.
Oh, yeah, with their facial...
So, yeah, some of them are much better than, I guess, better.
I think you should do it in clown makeup. Put your, you know, I think they'd be better.
Wow.
Yeah. Like with big lips. A little bit. Do clown makeup.
That would be scary.
Yeah.
That would be frightening.
I want to see a clown do sign language.
Wow. That would be frightening.
Yeah, you'd stare at it.
You could, for right. sure. NCAA says that Kansas basketball has committed 5 Level 1 egregious severe violations.
They definitely have.
Yeah, why does that coach still have a job?
Because they were number one when the pandemic ended. They were number one.
Yeah.
Best
mm-hmm.
team in the country, man.
Or when it began.
Because
apparently the pandemic.
You're struggling today, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, they cheated their way to number one.
It doesn't help when you point it out.
In a 90s. Really?
That's like saying.
Oh, what? Really? I'm not familiar with that concept. What? Say that again?
What? It's like when you tell people to calm down when they're pissed off. That's the worst thing you can tell to somebody. That just doubles you.
So in a 92-page response, the NCAA claims that a couple of Adidas representatives were acting as KU boosters to pay players to go to Lawrence.
Nothing to see here.
The university says, nuh-uh, or if not, the head coach and the assistants didn't know what was going on. No idea.
Anytime your program is one of the best in the country, you're doing something to cheat.
Everybody else says horse hockey.
Right.
And so the NCAA Committee on Infractions could ultimately decide the outcome.
They had this old. I
Kansas
saw
basketball.
Someone on Twitter shared a video of Rick Pitino in the early mid 80s. Really, really young looking dude at the time. He might have been late 70s. He's been around for a while. And talking about how he would never cheat. And it's just a great video. And they said, this didn't age well. I said, it didn't age well because it's 45 years old.
I'd never throw a booster's wife up against the wall and impregnate her.
Yeah.
Buy her an abortion.
Right.
Did he mention that?
No, you didn't say
unless
that.
Unless she asked.
He didn't deny he'd do that. He talked about paying players.
Right.
He didn't say anything about banging booster's
wives. And strippers and whatnot.
Right.
If I remember correctly.
Isn't he the head coach of Iona now?
Somewhere.
Yeah, he got a gig. Got a gig.
Oh, he's working, isn't he?
Yeah, got a gig this coming year.
Out of Canada, over 5,000 bushels of organic spring wheat, valued at over $68,000, have been stolen. The RCMP, the Royal Canadian, Mounted Police, are looking for suspects. The theft occurred between the 1st of January and February 23rd.
Oh, so there's a little window there.
Yeah. So if you saw anybody with a bushel of wheat running down the street.
With a few truckloads full of wheat.
In that time period?
In those 2 months.
Let us know.
Yeah, I was amused by that.
Yeah.
Like, really, that's a lot of stuff and a long time to steal it.
I think wheat laundering is a big business out of
Canada. I
guess
so. It would have to be.
I didn't know. You mentioned that. I saw a big pile of dirty money in L.A. they were talking about. How they piles of dirty money are piling up. I'm thinking, why don't you just take it and use it to pay the cops then? You know, it's cash. It's real money. I didn't get the story. It piles of it.
Oh, is that the laundered
money?
Yeah,
they laundered money. It's piling up.
The money that's not getting laundered?
Yeah, not getting laundered. I'm thinking, well, if you have a picture of it, keep it.
They do.
I know. Okay. Yeah. They end up keeping it good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Apparently, the virus is causing havoc among the the money laundering community.
Right.
There's millions of dollars sitting around waiting to be laundered, and no one to launder it.
Yes.
Ozark couldn't exist. That show couldn't exist right now.
Yeah, even Breaking Bad.
Oh, you're right.
I'm into the money laundering portion of Breaking Bad now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. That would have been shut down, too.
With the car wash, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.